Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Heather. I'm the supervisor here in the fraud department. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Rose Ann Brooks.
All right. Give me just a moment here to pull up the account. All right. And if you could verify your shipping address for security purposes.
2956 Steamboat Springs Run, Green Bay, Wisconsin, 54313.
And thank you for verifying that. Give me just a moment here to take a look at the account. I apologize. Just one more moment.
That's okay. Computers are slow.
They are.
Yes. Even when I'm at work.
All right. So looking here at the account, it looks like the first time it was created, September 13th, 2021, shipping and handling was paid for an Ultra Bar. That was a free welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct membership. The membership fee was then billed September 17th for $49.97. That was a one-time charge. Then we emailed out a $125 gift card for the membership fee. That's what you get is that gift card to shop online at our web store. And then the newest order was January 26th, where $7.95 was paid for the tablet. And that was also a part of that same membership, which was then billed on January 31st. Now, I do show the previous agent did cancel out the account, but that you were claiming fraud, that you never did place the order after completing a survey to receive the tablet or anything like that. Is that correct?
Never received anything.
Okay. And you don't remember doing a survey and then agreeing to pay $7.95 to receive a tablet?
No, I wasn't even here. I was out in Virginia.
Okay. All right. Give me one moment here. All right, so I'm going to verify a few more pieces of information, and then I'll go ahead and explain the fraud protocol to you. So when the account was created, the email address that was put on the account is brooksroseanne@yahoo.com.
Correct. And if I had received an email for a survey way back then, I probably would have just deleted it.
Okay. And then the phone number that was listed on the account when it was created was 920-662-0066.
Correct.
Okay. So now what I can do here is I can go ahead and submit a claim for fraud on your behalf. Whenever we submit a claim for fraud, what we do is we take the IP address from the device it was ordered off of. We actually work with your local authorities. They have the ability to trace it to the exact device address and person who did place this order illegally without your permission. And that person would be prosecuted for credit card fraud, as we do take that very seriously here. We would also be issuing a refund for the service charge while the investigation is underway. Would you like me to submit that claim on your behalf?
Yes, because it would have been done, I'm assuming, on my laptop, which I leave at home, and no one has authority to come into my house.
Right.
I mean, it's like, how did they, I mean, I just have no idea.
Right.
I know I did, way back. And you're saying it was back in September of last year?
That was when the first membership had been started, yes, ma'am. And that was for the Ultra Bar. This new one for this year, though, this is for the tablet.
Yeah, well, I tried to order an Ultra Bar way back then, but it wouldn't go through. It was declined on my credit card.
Okay, I show it did go through and shipped out, was delivered as well.
Nope, never got anything.
Okay. And then as far as the tablet, is it possible that anyone else in the home might have placed the order around that time?
No, I live alone.
Okay. So, yes, ma'am, I can go ahead and submit that claim on your behalf. Give me one moment here.
I mean, mean, it's like, wow. And this $54.97 for a subscription, I don't think so. I would never have done that.
Yes, ma'am. So that's the membership fee. And then in exchange, we send out $125 gift card to shop online at our web store. So,
Never got that either. I went through all my mail when I got home.
Okay.
I never received anything like that.
Okay. Have you filed a dispute with your bank on the charge?
Well, I just got home and checked my banking account and saw all of this on there. And I was in the process of filing a dispute at the bank for those.
Okay. So I do show that there was a dispute filed. Once a dispute is filed, it actually locks up the account, so we can't actually issue refunds while the bank is investigating to see if the charge is valid or not. So
right.
This is what I'm going to recommend. Seeing how they're just starting, I don't show that we've gotten any calls from them. I would recommend giving them a call, letting them know that we're willing to go ahead and do an investigation and issue refunds on the account, but we can't do it while the dispute is in process. So they'd have to drop the dispute, and we have to hear them say that over the recorded line. So give us a call back with your bank on the line. Once they verify that they can drop the dispute, we can go ahead and take the next steps in our investigation and getting everything refunded right away. Because just to be honest, with a dispute, when a bank calls us, we give them the information that's on the account. All of this information matches your information, so they're not going to see it as fraud. And in turn, you'll probably end up paying the amount anyways. And I'd hate for you to lose the dispute just based on the fact that the information matches, especially when you know you didn't do it. So,
yeah, and along with the fact that I can't call my bank until 9 o'clock, and I'm at work at 9 o'clock.
Well, we're open 24/7. Your bank on your card should have a number that you can call that's 24/7 customer service, that number on the back of your card. You should be able to speak to somebody.
Along with the fact that when I've been calling that one for the last couple of days since I've been home, shoots me back to the main menu because now somebody's trying to charge my card $39.99 for something, and they declined it. And, I mean, it's like I'm going in circles here. Something's being charged to my card.
Right.
And I don't know. And I even have a charge on here for $119. And what is it? $119.98 out of New York someplace for something. And I have no idea what it is. I mean, I have one on here for groceries. I never order groceries online. I mean, it's like, okay, I have, and this is through my bank, so I have no idea what's going on.
Right. I definitely understand that. Well, as I stated, you know, we can assist on the account. We would just need to verify a dispute is dropped. So as soon as you can, if you can get them on the phone, get them to do a three-way call and bring us on so we can get the matter handled, we're more than happy to assist. Just try to get it done before they actually full-blown do the investigation, because once they do, we can't do anything to help at that point.
Okay. Thank you for your information. I will contact them as soon as possible or at least get past the main menu and talk to a person.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
It keeps shooting me back to the main menu. I've been trying for the last couple of days since I've been home.
Right.
And it's like, wow.
I definitely understand that. Well, I'll put some notes on the account here that we spoke and what we spoke about. That way, whenever you do get a chance, as I stated, you know, we'll be available. We're open 24/7, so you can call anytime.
Yeah, and the only thing that the main menu says that I can dispute the $39.99 as fraud, and they'll send me a new card. I mean, I have no idea what's going on with my Visa card through my bank. Like I say, I never received anything. That's the thing. And if they'd have told me way back in September there was a subscription for 54, I would have declined it. I don't do anything like that and pay for anything. I don't even pay for Prime on Amazon.
Right.
So, and groceries, I never order groceries online. I go to the store.
Right.
I mean, and I never leave. I never take this card with me. It's always in my house because I order my Chewy dog food and cat food through Chewy.
Right.
And so I don't know what's going on. So thank you for your information, and I will talk to my bank.
All right, sounds good. And thank you again for contacting customer support. You have a great day, ma'am.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.